business, whether it's online or offline, I had to get the oil changed on my car because it hadn't been done in a while and it was time to be serviced. So who did I phone to get the oil changed? Well, think about this for a second. What do you normally do when you have to get something done that you've already done in the past? Usually, you always repeat a past purchase unless there's a reason for not repeating it. Listen to what I said again. You will always repeat a past purchase unless there's a reason for not repeating it. See, when we make a purchase decision, you make that purchase decision once, and the reason you make it is so that you don't have to make it again. You don't go through all of the technical evaluations, you don't go through all of the pros and cons, all of the benefits and features of a purchase if you make a repeat purchase. What you tend to do is do the evaluation up front, and then after it's done, you have an experience with the vendor, your purchase, and if there's no reason to change, you won't. And that's, in fact, what I started to do today, because I'd always gotten, it's a new car, I always got the oil changes done with the manufacturer at the dealership. Now, here's the problem. I'm going away on the weekend, not available this afternoon. I've got some meetings to go to, and I'm leaving tomorrow. I had a time constraint. So I phoned up the dealership, and I said, look, I need an oil change, yada, yada, yada. When can you get me in? Well, they couldn't get me in till tomorrow for an oil change, a simple oil change. Well, normally that would be fine. I also asked, how long would the oil change be? Well, you need to be here an hour for an oil change, and that's at the dealership. That didn't fit in to my current requirements for the weekend, where I'm driving away for the weekend. I wanted to make sure that I had the oil done. So I started to do a little bit of homework, and I looked for a place that was close to me. The dealership's a little bit a ways. I tried to find a place that was close to me, and I tried to find a place that specialized in one thing. I didn't look for another dealership. I didn't need a new car. What I did need was an oil change. So I did find one of the closest places that does the quick oil change. And I want to tell you something that's really, really important. Here's the story here. I had a complete oil change, filter, all my windows cleaned, tire pressures checked, all my windshield washer fluid topped up in under 4 minutes. 4 minutes, that's right. 4 minutes, I was in and out, paid, and the car was done. I felt like I was at the Indianapolis Speedway, and I had a pit crew. There was people scurrying all over the car, but this particular company specialized in one specific activity, and the experience that they gave was something that I'll remember. Now, where am I going to go get my oil change next time? Am I going to go to the dealership, drop it off for an hour, wait for it, hang around the showroom, maybe walk up and down the street, see what else is there, go next door for a coffee, watch some TV in the showroom? Am I going to do that? No. The only reason I would if I was having warranty work done or some other warranty checkup. But if I need an oil change, where am I going? You bet I'm going to that pit crew so I can be in and out in 4 or 5 minutes with probably the exact same oil that they would have put in the dealership. And I know that I'm doing the right thing by saving myself some time. I had to make a valuation, or I had to reevaluate my decision on where to get the oil done. Why? Well, because the circumstances changed. And as vendors or as marketers of small business, you have to take a look and say, the decisions that my customers are making, are they first-time decisions or are they repeat decisions? Think about that. Are they repeat decisions or first time? If they're a first time decision, you're going to have to give them all the information that they need to make that decision. If it's a repeat decision, you don't have to give them the information on why they should do something. You only have to explain why having the experience of the purchase that they're going to make is going to be different or better with you. You have to show how you stand out, how you make yourself different compared to why they should do it in the first place. This is a fundamental shift that you have to understand when you're setting up your business for online selling. Now, here's the example. If you're selling 1,000 products in a catalog system that are available at 1,000 other websites, what is it that you're using to compete? You have to show why buying with you is different. Not cheaper, not necessarily faster. Those are easy things to compete on. But you've got to go and figure out, how can I make sure that the experience is different? One of the ways is time. We're all busy. I was in and out 4 or 5 minutes compared to 1 hour of sitting around. If someone is making a purchase where they have not purchased before, and you've got a site that sells a particular product or service that is to a specific need, and it's something that might be for a new customer, what kind of information do you need? It's all about building that trust and rapport with them, getting them to understand what their problem is, what the implication of the problem is, and what they need, and how you can fix it for them. Getting them to act today is the important part. So I want you to think about this. You're thinking about how My Small Biz University can help. We have all of this information that covers all of these aspects of selling online, including things like autoresponders and web hosting and tracking and internet radio. We've got a complete site that allows you to start, build, and grow your small business online. But we have everything for both kinds of markets. I want you to think about this today. Just go, what kind of market am I in? Repeat customer or first-time customer? And if it's a first-time customer, how am I servicing them with the information to build rapport and earn their trust? If it's a customer that's already made the decision to buy, how am I going to influence them to let them know that they should buy from me as opposed to someone else they're already buying from? This is James Maduke speaking, a little bit of a rant from my morning getting an oil change. Take care and expect the best. For more information, please visit www.mysmallbizuniversity.com and find out how we can help you start, build, and grow your small business.